Good morning, everyone. My cheerful demeanor may actually belie the fact that I really struggled with the readings this week. And it's all my own fault, because I opted, when we discussed talking about healing in this month, to not only look at and celebrate the festivals for the month, and today being the last Sunday of the church year means it is Reign of Christ Sunday, but I tweaked it as well, and I gave it another 6 weeks ago, before I had actually thought about what I was going to say, I gave it the title Kingdom of Shalom. So I'm trying to kind of weld these things together, and I keep coming back to the same point, which, looking back through my old sermons, I've been coming back to now for about 22 years, which I think was the first Reign of Christ Sunday I preached on. So I didn't make it any easier by reading some of my old sermons. I've preached for 3 of the last 5 Reign of Christ Sundays, but I've had a couple of years off. And I realized that if I hadn't read my old sermon, I would have probably said almost exactly the same thing again. But because I've read it, I can't. Because you will, of course, have memorized pretty much every word of what I said 3 years ago. I was genuinely tempted to bring out my 2015 sermon, not because I'd thought I'd get away with no one noticing, but because I realized that so much of what I said back then, I was just beginning to understand. And I think it was in many ways part of a journey that we were on together, thinking about the kingdom of God, and what this idea of kingdom means, what this idea of kingship means, and how that impacts upon our world now when we don't think in those terms in the same way. And I realized that this process of what we do together as God's people is of together learning and together discerning and together growing and evolving. And sometimes the words that I may say, I may just be beginning to learn about, and it's thrashed out between us as we talk more and more about the things which are important. This whole year I've been dipping into my old sermons, not to preach from, I assure you, but to realize how I think we have grown as community, how we've moved, how our understandings has evolved. There are times I must confess I look back and say, did I write that? It makes more sense than I remember making at the time, but that's another thing. But there is a recurring motif in all of my preaching for this Sunday in particular. You might say it's the same every week anyway, but there's a recurring motif on this Sunday, year on year, which does continue to inform my own journey, and one I continue to seek to bring back to our shared dance of faith. There is some really difficult stuff that goes hand in hand with this message of the Reign of Christ, not least of which is our growing understanding and disdain for the idea of kingship and kingdom and the white, male, the patriarchal values that so often go with that. And this feast was known, and in some parts of the Anglican Communion and Lutheran Church is still known, as Christ the King, which brings those ideas into even sharper relief. I confess these concepts are further complicated for me by spending much of my time with someone with a PhD in political science, who often deconstructs, because it's the kind of relaxing conversation you have, such concepts as the nation-state and the difference between a nation and a country and a state, along with sharing very powerful and well-thought-out expositions of third and fourth world theory, particularly as it's linked to decolonization and the internal colonization of colonizer and colonized. That might be a bit much to fit into the next 5 minutes. But I do recommend, if you have the opportunity, to read or at least dip into Arthur Manuel's Unsettling Canada and De Young and Boussac's Radical Reconciliation, which comes from a southern United States and South African perspective. And I'd be very happy to discuss them at great length at any time, but not now. This concept of kingdom is a really hard one for us in our 21st century pseudo-democratic mindset to wrap our minds around. And for those of us committed to justice and equality, it's not necessarily an idea that we're very comfortable with. And a feast like today, with its full name in the Roman Catholic tradition of the Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe, challenges our kind of fluffy liberal worldview somewhat. There's no doubt that kingdom and kingship are hardwired into the message of our scriptures and into the message that Jesus preaches. But the very heart of how we might think of and express those concepts is challenged by both our story of faith and by the teachings of Jesus. This is not a kingdom as we might picture it. Our message on the reign of Christ from our readings is a very different one. First of all, Jesus questions the very heart of empire. He begins by changing the conversation. When confronted by Pilate with the question, "Are you the king of the Jews?" he asks what Pilate's agenda is. Is it you or someone else that's put you up to it? Or perhaps even more challenging, to who or to what are you beholden? What constrains your mind, your heart, your actions? What binds you? I've said it before, Jesus must have been a really difficult person to have a conversation with. Every time you ask a question, he comes back with a story or a parable or another question. But in this case, Jesus refuses to play by the rules of empire. He reframes the conversation by questioning Pilate's motives. And Pilate replies, trying to bring him back to the same place, back to the rules of power. "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and your chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Pilate wants him to draw him back into this story of domination. But Jesus replies with something we should all take away from this reign of Christ Sunday. "My kingdom is not from this world." The kingdom of God in this message is not bound in the same way that our kingdoms are, our cultures are. It does not come from votes or military might or being born king. It's something from the heart of the divine. Jesus does not proclaim a kingdom characterized by dominance, by being in control, by defeating enemies by force, but by truth and love. The truth of the divine within all people, the truth of service and faith and hope and justice and grace. The truth of wholeness and healing, which is summed up in the concept of shalom, translated peace, but as I said in the first week of November, better translated as healing and wholeness and wellness. I did say 3 years ago on this Sunday, when we talk of the reign of Christ, we're not talking about a place or a time where Christ is king in a conventional sense, despite what the metaphorical language in 2 Samuel today or in the Gospels or in Revelation may seem to suggest. But they are just that. They are metaphors. The reign of Christ is deeper. It's transformative. It's not something bounded by time or place, but a state of being, a dynamic, world-changing way of living and of serving. A way of loving that transforms the very fabric of who we are as Christ followers and the way in which we are to interact with one another and with the world around. It's a way that begins with acknowledging who we are in ourselves, questioning the foundations upon which we build our worldview. recognizing our own deep need for healing and for grace, and sharing that process of healing with all. In this reign, transformation means living lives changed by love and grace, where people are open to forgiving and being forgiven, where people are healed and receive peace, where love is the foundation. And in this new way of seeing, this transformation, this way will come with a calling to all who seek the way of Christ. The reign of Christ begins in heart and soul and is carried into every part of our lives, spiritual, social, emotional, physical. We are called to healing, to being healed, and to bringing God's transforming, healing love to all, to grace, to wholeness. This is our calling, to be people of peace and justice and service and grace and love. Jesus says, "My kingdom is not from this world. It is of a different order with a different purpose, that all might be empowered." As our prayer for today said, that all which is not loved, which is not love, will be judged and stripped away, that we and consequently all whom we meet may share in this dance of healing and know the fullness of life that comes from the divine. May we each seek and find that healing, grace, and life. Amen.